Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you're having a great day. We need a great day from our Braves. Let's start this series off right with the Mets tonight. At Truist, and we'll see where this thing goes, guys. Yesterday was an off day, so clear your head, Mike. We scored one run on Sunday. Doesn't mean anything, guys. We got to go out tonight and show up. But you said the Mets scuffling a little bit.
Yeah, they got lost three games in a row, and Phillies gained some ground on them. So you're 7.5 out in the wild card, but 13 in the division. This is a great chance. Just talking to some of my buddies from where I grew up, and they're asking, well, my buddy Jimmy, what are the Braves looking like? Oh, not good. And I said, I always go back to it, not clutch. Yeah. Said starting pitching's been okay. Bullpen's not been great. Don't have a closer. That's another thing. You said you and I talked about this in the show yesterday. What happens if these Mets games are one-run games? You know, 7 of your next 10. You don't really have a closer right now. I mean, that's legit beef.
Yeah, you're feeling a little antsy. That's what I would tell you. If Rysel gets his opportunity to get back to being the closer, which is going to happen. They're just slow rolling him, guys. You know, look, he blew that save and or that opportunity to finish that game where we blew, six-run lead.
Right.
And then they said, all right, we're going to bring him out of the pen, but not in the closer spot. I've said Dylan Lee, Mike, I think is going to get a couple of chances to potentially close. But we don't have a guy right now that you look at the bullpen up and down, okay, Pierce Johnson, none of these guys, and you go, he could do this. He's our closer. You're just going to feel your way through this until hopefully you're able to hand the ball back to Rysel Iglesias.
Right.
And that's why we need to go get another closer at the trade deadline.
And again, that whole Craig Kimbrel thing, is maybe bring him as a setup man, all that dog and pony show for one outing, and they get rid of him. Strange, man. It's been weird. This has got to be the weirdest Brave season of all time.
It feels that way. Hey, man, we want to hear from you guys. Follow Mike, as always, Mike Bell, ATL. That's him on social media. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We got a lot going on today outside of the Braves and certainly that big series that's happening. But we got to talk some football. We will with our buddy Mark Schlereth. He's on the way in about 12 minutes. Stay right there. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 929, The Game.
Mike, George Kittle, one of the best tight ends, period, in football, is defending his quarterback. We talking about my quarterback. Brock Purdy, who signed a 5-year, $265 million deal. He says, I don't know what his winning percentage is, but when you win a lot of games, you only need 2 years to go to the NFC Championship or better. I think that's decent. That's Kittle's
but that
response.
Team was loaded.
Correct.
I mean, that's before the injury started getting after. That's a healthy McCaffrey. I mean, look, he was a solid quarterback, and they didn't have anything as far as quarterback depth when he goes out for that NFC Championship. It was one of the worst playoff games of all time. Remember that one?
Of course.
The Eagles just boat raced the 49ers in that one. So, but to me, he's just slightly better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And the touchdown numbers, you're throwing 20 touchdowns in this era in the NFL, and you're going to get a guy that kind of guaranteed loot? I can't wrap my head around that.
No, it was tough for me to say, yeah, Purdy was deserving, even though what George Kittle's saying is correct. Here's my thing with this, though. didn't a guy named Garoppolo take them to the Super Bowl?
That's Big Ten 4.
I feel like with Shanahan, right, and we saw this here. I mean, he made Matt Ryan an MVP. Ryan was great, but he didn't do that until Kyle Shanahan became the play caller. The point is, guys, sometimes that plays such a role. Like, give Trevor Lawrence Kyle Shanahan. How much better is he? What does that look like? Like, he's gone through four head coaches, and he's been in the league like 4 years, right? I mean, like, sometimes that plays a role. And I'm not telling you that Purdy isn't capable, but what are they asking him to do? And this has been my criticism, Mike. When have you seen Purdy have his team, the 49ers, and they haven't been down because they've been great on defense and they paid everybody on offense. They haven't been in blown-out situations. But where you've just leaned on him and said, you need to take us back. We're down 21. It's on you. Go throw the ball 50 times in a game. I'm going to tell you right now, as you're looking at those stats, he didn't do it last year.
The 23 season, now that's good NFL numbers, man. 31 touchdowns, 11 picks. You know, and again, in a team that has a lot of weapons, it's good. It's a balanced team. They built a good team. Just the injury, as we said, you know what happened to them down the stretch. But if you're looking, you know, as far as this last year, I mean, you know, I don't see it. And they also lost, what, 1, 2, 3? They lost 5 of their last 6 games down the stretch.
Yeah, because he couldn't carry them. See, this is what we're talking about. If that is Josh Allen, you still feel like you got a shot to win. If it's Lamar, you still feel like you have a chance to win.
They scored 6 points against the Rams.
If it's Mahomes, you still feel like you have a chance to win. He didn't do that.
And look, any good quarterback, you got to have the backups. And we know that when McCaffrey goes down, you know, Shanahan is brilliant enough to just kind of throw anybody out there, and he's going to get production from the running back position. But I understand you can't discount not having McCaffrey. But yeah, that's some bad stuff right there, man. Yeah. The 12-6 loss to the Rams on a Thursday night.
5-4, 265. George Kittle's tight end's trying to defend him. Meanwhile,
we're not fans of Purdy if you can't tell.
No, look, I just feel like sometimes you get overhyped. And he's benefiting from being with arguably the best coordinator in football, or at least one of them. If he's not one, he's two. And by the way, Shanahan's one, Sean McVay's two, however you want to put it. Like that to me. Yeah. Okay, then Sean Payton's three. Like, there are just guys. Last year, you guys saw Sean Payton make a team that was they paid a guy the $40 million to go away, and they were $60 million under the cap. Or over the cap and still went to the playoffs. That's coaching. He made his quarterback, his rookie quarterback that nobody believed in, better. Those are the kind of coordinators, Mike, that we're talking about that make guys get paid like this. It's not that Purdy is just so unbelievable.
But it's also a reflection of how tenuous the quarterback position is. And if you got a guy and he's got a couple of years and he's been in your system and you believe, you don't want to go back and start from scratch. And you don't want to have to go through the draft process, which is basically a 50-50 proposition. It's kind of like why the Giants gave Daniel Jones that contract, even knowing that they weren't sure he was the guy. But they were so far down the road with him and invested in him that they decided to pull the trigger. Look, he's a terrible quarterback. I just didn't think he was worth that kind of money. I thought it'd be a lot less than what he signed for, but the market got reset, and that's the going rate.
That is true. Steelers extend their safety to Sean Elliott on a 2-year, $12.5 million deal. This is one of those undervalued situations. We're talking about the Steelers defense and all these guys that you know, are potential Hall of Famers and the front seven. This is a really good signing by them. He's one of the best safeties in the NFL. And, Mike, he found a home in Pittsburgh, and they're taking care of him. I think this is a good signing. And, like, that's one of those signings, like, as the season plays out, if the Steelers' defense is really good, he's going to be another reason why.
Yeah, man. Everyone waiting to see if Aaron Rodgers puts them over the top. You know, if you get the kind of production you get with the Jets, you're really in a good spot. Despite all the Jets' soap opera last year. We spent a lot of time pre-draft saying, just how is the team going to use Travis Hunter? I don't know if he's just trying to be glib about it, but the general manager for the Jaguars, James Gladstone, he goes on the NFL Serious Radio radio show, Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah.
He says that Travis Hunter has the capacity to play the whole game both ways. Now, JJ just made a face like someone farted in church. So, yeah, I'm not saying they're going to do that. But you and I said the right general manager and the right coach with some innovation and a find of the balance, because he's too good a talent to not get that both sides of the football going during the game.
I just look, do you risk him that way when you don't have to?
Not 75 plays.
No.
But you can still find the way and the right time, the nickel package, to get the juice. Get him on your best receiver.
Yeah. I this whole playing both ways is cool. And I think Travis would want to do it because, like, we don't see it, right? You become legendary in that way. But I just don't think you risk him. You made a move. You made a trade to go get him. He is a difference maker. But, Mike, and if you do that, he's going to wear down a lot faster than most.
Well, that's what he says. General manager, again, this is Gladstone, GM of the Jags. He doesn't tire. He's got a spark. He's got the energy. Big article in SI about him. He's also a tremendous fisherman. The guy's just a natural athlete. But he says certain game plans might dictate usage differently. Putting a number on it is premature. Yeah, they're not going to tell you that. He's not going to say, hey, we're going to 30% of the snaps on defense. But I do think, and I've always felt, you know, why you draft him, where you draft him, this guy's a unique talent. And it's only guys that are scared of their own shadow that won't try to use him on both sides of the football.
Yeah, look, and if I had him, I'm with you. Like, I'd probably do it as well. Hey, could these teams find themselves sliding back? USA Today's talking about this, and I saw this one team, and I went, what are they talking about? Mike, they list the Bucs as a team that could be sliding back this year. And I'm looking at their team and their roster and going, how?
Right.
I think they drafted well this year. They already won the division the last 3 years, and they shouldn't have won it last year, but they did. Quarterback is maybe the question, and not because it's Baker Mayfield, but because he has a new coordinator.
Yeah, and this is a guy that has bounced around the league a little bit, but now he's calling the shots. It is going to be different because Canales was great. He went up to Carolina. The Jaguars head coach got that gig.
Liam Cohen,
thanks. And now you got a new guy in Tampa. But the thing they're talking about, we had this soundbite last week, Mike Evans saying, man, this Emeka Ibuka from Ohio State is unbelievable. So they got that guy. Cade Otton was a really good tight end. We saw how good he was last year in both the games against them.
Yep.
And you've already got one of the best generational wide receivers in Evans. Godwin is still around. And Baker's been money. They went and got some pieces on the defense to shore some of the areas up over there. So I have a hard time barring injury for these guys to take that big step back everyone's talking
about. Yeah, look, Kalijah Kansi, Vita Vea, like their front, those two guys I'd love to have on our front.
Josh Grizzard, by the way, that's the OC.
Yeah, I don't think that to be the situation. Look, if they have catastrophic injuries, obviously that's anybody in the NFL. But they mentioned the Bucs. What about the Eagles or the Chiefs? Potentially going from first to worst. Do you see that?
Well, the Eagles did lose some pieces on defense, but of course they've had that wealth of riches of depth that now the younger guys get more reps and more minutes out there. So that doesn't seem to be a problem. I mean, they've built a tremendous machine. You got the best running back. You got a quarterback who's money. You got great wide receivers, great tight end, great pass rush. I don't see that coming off the rails. They also list Kansas City. Now, everybody, if you want to be prisoner of the moment, that all those things we just talked about with the Eagles kicked the crap out of the Chiefs and really exposed their offensive line. But the Chiefs went and signed guys. They changed dudes out. They traded Tooney. They drafted guys to play offensive line. They brought in Jalen Moore. Now the question is, did they get the right guys? Because they knew they had a problem on the offensive line.
Yeah, look, I it's just hard for me. It's like with Brady all those years when the personnel changed, but they kept winning games. That's how I see Mahomes.
Right.
The personnel is going to continue to change around him. And whether Kelce was there or not, I'd feel this way. It's great that, you know, he's coming back. But the fact is, like, Mike, he gives you a chance like nobody else. It's like with Brady. And so they're going to win 10 or more games. Whether they're as good as they were 2 or 3 years ago, that's debatable.
And they've always had sort of stiffs at wide receiver. Yeah. You always felt like they've got, you know, some pieces, but they never have like that, you know, that over-the-top stud that, of course, you had with Tariq Hill.
That's it. And so they've been trying to replace that, right, that down-the-field threat. But Rashee Rice is still there. Xavier Worthy, right? They drafted him.
Out of Texas.
Correct. Yeah. Hook him. And then Hollywood Brown is, I mean, like they still have guys that can catch the ball, but I don't think the Chiefs fall off like that. I will say this, though. That division is going to get hard. Chargers, Broncos showed you they're coming, right? Division's going to be more difficult. And the Raiders, I don't think they take a jump this year, but, you know, again, we'll see.
You know, Brady's got some good ideas for what they're trying to do with that team. We'll ask Mark Schlereth. He's going to join us coming up. From the internet, I went on, do you use these AI overviews?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Like the artificial intelligence?
No, they just pop up now, though.
So, yeah, if you get them now on your computer, because I typed in, did the Chiefs fix their O-line? Mr. AI says, the Chiefs made significant moves in the offseason, but whether they have fixed it is still an open question. So we'll see.
You're laughing now. Pretty soon it's going to be like, why are you making fun of me, Mike?
What are you doing, Dave?
You're laughing now.
Again, all they have to do is take our voices and digitize it, and, you know, it's coming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.